Our story today called It Happened Just As He Said by Peter Kennedy. Don't be alarmed, he said. You're looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter, he's going ahead of you into Galilee. There you'll see him, just as he told you. He starts with that piece of scripture from Mark 16. Former White House counsel Charles Colson, convicted for his involvement in the Watergate scandal as an assistant to President Nixon, was often asked about the resurrection and if it could be a hoax with a cover-up to make it look like Christ rose from the dead. He answers, "The Watergate cover-up reveals some of the true nature of humanity. Even political zealots at the pinnacle of power will, in a crunch, save their own necks, even at the expense of the ones they profess to serve so loyally. But the apostles could not deny Jesus because they'd seen him face to face, and they knew that he'd risen from the dead. No, you can take it from an expert in cover-ups, I've lived through Watergate, that nothing less than a resurrected Christ could have caused these men to maintain to their dying whispers that Jesus is alive and is Lord. 2,000 years later, nothing less than the power of the risen Christ could inspire Christians around the world to remain faithful despite prison, torture, and death. Jesus is Lord. That's the thrilling message of Easter. It's an historic fact, one convincingly established by the evidence, and one you can bet your life upon." Christ's resurrection is an historical fact. It happened on that first day of the week following Passover, city of Jerusalem. Our faith is grounded in history, not a philosophy. Today in prayer, thank Christ that he not only predicted his resurrection, he also fulfilled it, so we may have hope in him. Matthew 28, 5 and 6. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.